Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle driving erratically near Murray Road and Central Avenue last week. The deputy attempted a traffic stop, but the driver, later tentatively identified by the deputy as Brian Kaufman, who was later positively ID'd by a booking photo from the county jail, sped away instead, and then fled on foot in the area around McKinleyville High School. A records check on the vehicle revealed that it had been reported stolen in Medford, Oregon on March 31st. A Be on the Lookout alert has been issued for Kaufman, who was on felony probation for drug possession charges. Kaufman is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Kaufman is from the McKinleyville and Arcata areas, and anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on Highway 162 in Covello, and when all was said and done, 3 men had been arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail over the weekend. The vehicle was driven by 31-year-old Hopland resident Javier Alvarez, who had 2 warrants out his name, and he was taken into custody. Also arrested were passengers Milton Rangel of Sacramento and Jeff Carver of Willits after officers searched them in the vehicle and found nearly 2 grams of methamphetamine packaged for sale and drug use paraphernalia. Last week, Assemblyman Wes Chesbro introduced AB 468, a bill that would provide funding for state and local emergency agencies, including CalEMA, Cal Fire, and the National Guard. Today, Assemblyman Chesbro planned to present the bill to committee, but upon further consideration, Chesbro has decided to withdraw the bill from the hearing. Chesbro stated that he wanted to, and I quote, have more time to work with all parties involved to address some unresolved issues in the bill, end quote. Early Friday morning, sheriff's deputies, along with the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police, responded to reports that a 21-year-old woman was sitting on the railing of the Willow Creek Bridge, threatening to jump off and commit suicide. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found her grabbing the railing from the outside of the bridge, hanging off the east side with her feet on a 2-inch concrete ledge. Negotiations with the suicidal woman lasted approximately 90 minutes, until one of the sergeants was close enough to grab the victim and pull her to safety. The woman was transported to the hospital for treatment. And a reminder that Suddenlink Communications announced that it has doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for a series of vandalism incidents that saw Suddenlink fiber optic cables cut at multiple locations in Humboldt County. The reward for information is now $10,000, and the sheriff's office has identified suspects in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This week is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, and the Fortuna Police Department would like to thank their dedicated personnel for all their hard work answering 911 calls and dispatching emergency professionals and equipment. The Fortuna Police Department Communications Center is a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year operation that dispatches calls for service for various police and fire departments throughout the county. Police Chief William Dauberstein said, and I quote, I am especially proud of the communications personnel working for the Fortuna Police Department, and I thank them for their service, end quote. Tonight, the County Board of Supervisors is holding a community meeting to solicit input regarding a proposed countywide medical marijuana ordinance. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. in the Trinity Valley Elementary School cafeteria in Willow Creek. The board will be holding another meeting about the ordinance on Wednesday night at Matole Grange No. 569 in Petrolia. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.